This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three, and your calls and thoughts are welcome. Toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight is Daryl,
Chris, and Conan.
And there's still more on the story that we were discussing from the Advocate for Self-Government about the drug testing companies being, well, apparently lobbyists of sorts, trying to make sure that things like cannabis remain illegal. We'll delve back into that. And then, Conan, I know there is something that you wanted to talk about.
Oh, don't even say it like that. He wants to say we're going to talk about Zika and microencephaly for sure. Yes, we're going to talk about it because it's a lot bigger than it should be. And we need to nip this in the bud. There's a problem in this country, and it's fear-mongering.
No. Right, yes. And the more you talk about the thing that is fear-mongering people, the more you're fear-mongering.
No. I reassure those fearful folks out there and let them know that it is fear-mongering and that their favorite news station is the culprit. And they need to say, no. There are things I should be fearful more in my life, like slipping in the bathtub and breaking my head on the commode or Lyme disease from a tick.
How about the federal government?
But not Zika. Yeah, the federal government is at the helm, for sure.
You want something to worry about. Worry about Congress. Worry about the president. Yeah, I think we do
have a call, and it's actually not a phone call. It's a Skype call.
Ooh.
We've got Riley on the line. Riley, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Thanks, Daryl and guys. I wanted to talk about, by the way, Daryl, I'm glad that you had a chance to try and run for president, but disappointed you didn't make it into the nominee category.
But thank you. Go ahead with your thoughts.
What was that?
I said thank you. Continue with your thoughts.
Okay, I just wanted to talk about. I live in Utah and Southern Utah especially, and what frustrates me the most is we have people who talk about how government is so overreaching and we've got to do something about it. But their solution is that hey, let's elect somebody to solve the problem that's going to reduce government. But what these people don't realize is that every time they do, they're just going to go back to Congress and continue to expand the size of government.
That's because the people who are running for any type of government position, 99% of the time, have an agenda and bias, and they want to get something. They want to accomplish something, and the only way to do that is to expand the size of government to get their agenda done.
Can I play devil's advocate here for just a second?
Yeah, go ahead.
Unless you're Chris Reitman, who's a political person.
No, go ahead. I think me and Chris are probably going to come from a similar position on this.
Well, my point of view on this is I'm not quite as skeptical that 99%, for example, or even 90% of people go to Washington with the intent of, aha, I will be able to implement my evil plan and then I will get more.
Not evil. It's their agenda. They might want to save lives.
Hear me out. But what I think what happens is once they get there, they become corrupted by a corrupt system. It's sort of like why we have so many issues with police brutality. I don't think most people that go into law enforcement really go in there with the intent that, you know what, I really want to get in there so sometime I can accidentally pull my gun on some 14-year-old black kid and shoot him for stealing a candy bar or something like that.
You mean like the bullies in school who are like, you know what, I can get back at all those people who bullied me in high school, if I run for law enforcement, now I can be the bully.
Well, I don't think it's that. I think it's that the federal government has a completely separate and very different set of incentives, and part of that is brought on by corporatism and big business and crony capitalism. And I think when these guys get there and they're confronted by, you know, you can try to scrape together and try to win re-election and maybe do some good, or if, I'll tell you what, just on this one vote, if you just, you know, this one vote that doesn't mean a whole lot to your district, if you could just do that, then we'll take care of your next election. Mm-hmm. You won't have to fundraise.
Like to me that, it just sounds like to me that the corruption just rubs off on them.
I agree.
It does, but Riley, it seems as though your initial complaint, and please correct me if I am misinterpreting this, but basically you said, why elect anybody? Right? Exactly. Is that basically? Because saying, I don't want anybody going to Congress doesn't really work because somebody is going to wind up being elected to that seat.
Yes, people are fearful. People are fearful of the lesser evil. The greater evil getting into office. And they're like, well, you know what? We could do better than that. There's only one other option. It's the lesser evil. Let's just go with the lesser evil. And that's what it really
comes down to. Right, but there's actually a large number of races where there is no option. The option is, do you want to reelect this person or turn in a blank ballot?
Right.
Yeah.
And there are another large number of races to where it's, do you want to reelect this person or vote for the minor party candidate? And most people are like, well, my vote's not going to count anyway. And then they still don't even vote for the minor party candidate when it's the only option on the ballot.
And you know, one way around that, too, if we had a minimum, a certain percentage minimum that had to be reached. So if the presidential election, if only 40% of the public go out and vote, I don't even know what it was last year.
Last time, I think it was about 48, maybe 50.
Yeah, if you can't get 55%, we're gonna leave that space vacant.
Vacant's one thing. I thought you were gonna say, we'll just leave Obama in there.
There are some European countries that do a variant on this.
Yeah, I think Israel's one of them. I don't know.
To where they don't leave it vacant, they have a special election 6 months later.
Right.
But I would much prefer if...
Yeah, but those cost money. It's like, no, right. Screw it.
I would much prefer leave it vacant.
We'll wait 4 more years and we'll see what happens.
Leave the seat vacant for the next two years.
If for some reason the country or the city or the state goes downhill, people will be like, oh, well, maybe we do need a leader. Maybe we do need an emperor to make decisions for us because we couldn't do it.
There's a city in Alaska that for like the last 20 years has had a cat as its mayor.
Wow.
And the cat keeps getting reelected because everybody likes the cat. The cat doesn't raise taxes. The cat doesn't bother anybody.
I'm just impressed there's a 20-year-old cat.
Yeah, that's
me
neat.
Too.
Maybe it's the Bush family.
It might be like Ugga.
The cat dynasty.
And University of Georgia, they're now on Ugga the 5th. To where whoever the mascot is just automatically is Ugga. So it could be, you know, this town in Alaska, whatever cat it is that happens to be like an orange Garfield-looking cat is like, oh, yeah, that's Mayor Stubbs.
And here's where my optimism comes in. And it's because, you know, this gentleman on the phone understands it. More people are starting to grasp that we've tried to vote out the bad over and over and over, and it doesn't work. And in my belief, personally, again, is that the problem is it's a systemic problem, that it's not a question of who you send there. It's the Stanford prison experiment. When you put people in guards' uniforms, then they take on the role.
Exactly. They take on the role of being the people in power, and here we are being crushed by them.
Well, there's that, plus there's, you know, this thought of everybody in Congress is a liar and a thief, but by God, this one is my liar and my thief, I like the way he lies and steals, so I'm going to vote for him.
So here we have 10% approval rating of Congress, and 94% of them will be reelected. Yeah. I love it.
Listening to people on the radio defend Hillary blows my mind. And when people come out with the evidence, you know,
she's a liar and a thief, but by God, she's our liar and thief.
And by the way, Stubbs, born 1997, same year as my daughter. She is an old cat.
Wow.
Yep. And she's 20-year-old cat.
She's still going. The mayor of Talkeetna, Alaska.
Yeah, nice. Well, one of these days, Conan will figure out how to pronounce it. Riley, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can sound as good as Riley did if you have Skype and a good internet connection. Skype username is lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-958-5345. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-958-5345. That's 1-800-958-5345.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. There's a movement in America, a healthcare movement, and, well, a lot of people have missed the deadline for getting the health care, and they don't have any right now, but Liberty Health Share has the answer. Liberty Health Share offers an affordable health care option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there is still hope. Liberty Health Share allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their health care, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation, and memberships can be for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American looking for a contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. It's Daryl, Chris, and Conan in studio tonight. And we've been talking about this article from the Advocates for Self-Government about the, not just the pharmaceutical companies or the drug companies or the alcohol companies or the cartels or the prison unions or the police unions, but it's also the companies that do the actual drug testing that are now coming out against legalization or decriminalization of cannabis.
I don't think it's that they're just coming out now. It's that they've been actively lobbying the whole time to say, no, guys, this legal marijuana, that's
it
a horrible
thing. It just came out
thing.
In the media. Let's put it that way.
That's fair. Urine tests, well, we talked about that, and we talked about how the urine tests really didn't get underway until the Drug-Free Workplace Act, which came about under Ronald Reagan.
Thanks, Obama. Thanks, Reagan.
It's a little question.
I get them all confused. They're all sort of, you know, an extenuation of George Washington's presidency.
Thanks, Nixon.
Yeah,
and some people might think that that's a giant compliment. It's actually a huge insult to George Washington, because most people fail to remember that George Washington,
the Federalist.
Well, one, he was a Federalist, but also he sent a militia after people that were trying to avoid one of his taxes.
Yep.
Whiskey, wasn't
whiskey.
It?
Yes.
The Whiskey Rebellion.
So here's a little bit more from the article. To Jason Williamson, a senior staff attorney at the American Civil Liberty Union's Criminal Law Reform Project, quote, passing or failing a drug test has no bearing on whether or not they're going to be impaired at the job 2 weeks later. This piece of the puzzle, Williams told ATTN.com, is huge and a major reason why the drug testing companies don't need or want to talk about the real implications of their services. According to a 1985 study shared by the Drug and Alcohol Testing Industry Association, airline pilots using flight simulators after smoking marijuana shown signs of impairment 24 hours after usage. But in a more recent government-sponsored study from 1989, researchers found that the psychoactive effects of cannabis use, quote, wore off after 1 to 4 hours, unquote, proving that the largest drug testing industry trade group in the country might have been helping these firms do business with countless organizations and government agencies without addressing the problems brought up by pro-marijuana legalization activists.
Sounds about right to me.
Yeah, and that's typically what we get. There's statistics, and you can make them say whatever you want. You can do a study, commission a study to say whatever it is you want. And if you have friendly ears in Congress or in the government or the FDA, you're going to get your way.
And I forget who said it, but there's the famous quote, there's lies, damned lies, and statistics.
I can't remember that either, but I know exactly what you're talking about. So, again, this is another one of those cases of crony capitalism. It seems like every story we do in on the show, at least on the nights that I'm on here, seem to always come back to that. And that to me is just indicative of a systemic issue that we've got to come up with a way to fix. And I don't know if it can be fixed.
I think if you follow the money, and that is the way that you attack all debates, I think that it will always lead back to crony capitalism. And there is a government in place that is a tool. And if you have enough money, you can use that tool to get your agenda taken care of for you or your business. And that's what it really all boils down to at the end of the day.
And I think what the Bernie supporters may be missing is the simple fact that you cannot have crony capitalism without a government. If you have a government there, that's half of the piece of the puzzle.
But if you are a Bernie supporter, you probably believe, like he does, that charities are not as effective as a government organization, so we need government to take care of people.
And that's where this movement seems to me to be just completely off the rails, is they want to look at the private sector and make all the changes over there, thinking that will change the government sector, or expecting the government sector to be their saviors. And it's just, guys, in hundreds of years, this has not been the case in our country, and many more years after that.
It's this weird circular logic of corporations control the government. Corporations are too big. We need a bigger government to control corporations that control the government but are too big.
Correct.
So it keeps going around, and like they are only looking at half of the picture.
But if you talk to one of these guys, and they'll only talk about the sectors of government that they do not care for, like military,
sure,
complex, and that's really the big one.
Yeah, and
corporate subsidies, and that's about it.
Yeah, but don't hit me as like a guy who just wants to sit here and bash Bernie, because there's a lot of things that Bernie says that I agree with. And I believe him to be a principled person, at least principled that he will indeed
have completely different principles.
Yeah, but he I think he truly cares. Honestly, I would rather have conversations, no offense, guys, with a couple Bernie supporters than you guys, because we all agree. You know, we see government and the world pretty much the same way. But we just need to continue to try to change some minds.
I kind of feel that Trump. I can talk to the Trumpers, and I can talk to Berniers. It's the Hillary supporters that I just cannot I cannot fathom. I cannot understand. They're the elitists.
The funny thing is
they're so far out of my realm that I cannot.
Yeah.
I can't wake up in the morning and it doesn't make any sense to me.
And neither can the Trump supporters. The Trump supporters, they just can't deal with the Hillary folks. And then you've got the Bernie people who just can't deal with the Hillary folks. I don't think anybody can handle, like...
Can the Hillary people deal with the Hillary people?
They're working through a lot of self-loathing, Derek.
They are the reptiles of the mammalian race. For sure. I know. For reals. For reals, Beryl.
Tell Conan that he's full of it. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we're on Skype. Username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The number to call in is 855-450-3733. Call in and tell us anything you want. Bring up questions, debates, whatever. Right now on the phones, we have one of our favorite callers, James from Arizona. Tell me, man, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, speaking of the side effects of cannabis, Conan, do you happen to remember that question you wanted me to repost you again that I couldn't remember asking? You couldn't remember what it was?
Nope, I can't remember what it was. Something about but asking the question you needed to... Go ahead.
I'm just asking you. You brought it up, not I. But it's okay for you to bring up past calls you can't even remember on Free Talk Live.
Well,
but it's not okay for James to respond.
Considering that you're calling in and you're bringing it up, it sounds like you do remember, so refresh my memory.
I don't. I already would have posed the question, but I don't.
Well, usually if someone has something important on their minds, go ahead. Usually someone who has something important on their minds, they know exactly what they want to talk about, and they go right into it.
You brought it up. Speaking of the side effects of cannabis, which people probably think you smoke too much of by the looks of you.
Actually, I don't care much for the stuff myself.
Whatever, dude. I'm making a stereotype. I admit that.
Okay, good.
To answer one of the questions that you posed to the audience after my call got rudely dumped, because you really are not your favorite caller. In fact, a person that calls himself minister but really is just playing one on radio is a liar and a hater and can't...
Okay, well, maybe you're my favorite caller. You don't have to bring guys in.
To answer one of the questions that you posed to the audience that I couldn't answer, I call in just to make you think a second time and hopefully make you laugh because I prefer clarity to agreement. Conan, I never call you tools and agree with what you're saying, just as I called in actually to speak to that phony minister. And I actually do believe preachers that lie die and go to hell, Daryl W.P.U. Perry. But that's just my moral upbringing, because I don't lie in the public airways about anything you say.
Listen, man, we're all about the debate. But, I mean, you just don't do a very good job of it. If you're going to call people names, it just doesn't work. I mean, if you disagree with one of us.
That's not a lie. That's not a name. That's a label. He's a liar.
Oh, okay, well.
He wanted to nuke the Middle East, just like he said in front of the Libertarian Convention. That millions of people died because of the atomic bombs that were dropped in Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Really?
How many died?
The total.
A couple hundred thousand?
It was hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
It depends on who you believe. The Japanese government certainly inflates the numbers, just like the Chinese government inflates the numbers of victims between the years of our Lord 1931 and 1945, until the day that the evil empire of Japan was put out of business. Just like it's a lie Daryl W. Perry suggests that the Japs were wanting to surrender. Well, some of them were, but a lot of them were not.
I think that there were enough of the civilians. There were enough civilians who were actually taking the brunt of the war, who were ready to surrender.
Yeah.
And their government.
There
sometimes
were
these governments.
Conan,
by the way, the less than 1%. Go ahead.
There were
so
some,
you guys are in agreement.
That some Japanese civilians wanted to surrender. The rest were actually in hardcore training to defend the homeland when they knew the Americans.
They were running out of men. They were running. They were kamikaze.
Okay.
They were running out of soldiers.
That's two different things that you just conflated. A kamikaze pilot who did what he did because he believed he was in the right and was going to go to his earthly rewards or
no? They were running out of missiles. They were running out of bullets. They could do more damage with a plane.
You just conflated two different issues.
Can I hop in here?
Civilians on the homeland that were in training defend the homeland up until the very day the Japs finally surrendered.
Okay.
Okay?
Hey, can I'm going to hop in here real quick.
Please.
Because I happen to agree.
Daryl.
See, now this is Chris. I don't think we've ever spoken.
I still want to talk to Daryl. That's why I called in.
Wait, we got it. We got it. He's got it. We got to debate this.
I just like to talk about this point because I do agree with both
ahead,
of you to some point because the Japanese were suffering from a lack of resources and they were really hurting.
Well,
and there were a lot of people that were tired of the war. But
that's
you also had the government at the head that was just completely hell-bent on seeing the thing through to its eventual end. And so in this sense, you're both kind of right. It seems like there's probably a couple things in all that you probably agreed upon. I'm just saying.
All right, James, tell Daryl
what
you want to do. No,
hold
on.
No, I went ahead and dropped him because whenever he talks to me, he just calls me names and calls me a liar. I have nothing that I want to say to the
just
man.
Just step on him and say, hey, look, with the name calling, just tell me what you want to tell
I gave him 5 minutes where you guys were talking.
All right, and we got some stuff accomplished.
Right.
And
I feel better.
Once I stepped on him and said, stop with the name calling and just tell us what you want to tell us.
Can we do a group hug?
Over the airs?
Over the air? Well, that would require
James
radio silence,
well,
and that's generally not good.
It's a mental group hug between all of us.
You know, when you hang up on him, it just makes him angrier, and that's when you can't talk to him the next show because you've pissed him off the way you should. Just have a conversation with him.
Yeah, and I believe that everybody has
a point. Cursing. He's not, you know, he's not too bad. James, call in next Thursday when I'm on and Chris is on. And
absolutely.
Maybe I'll get my finger on the button and I'll keep Daryl from pushing it.
Yeah, sure, whatever. But if he starts, you know, calling me a liar and, you know, calling me all kinds of weird names like he always does, then he's probably going to...
He called me a liar like 3 times, man. It just went right over my head.
Right, and, you know, like he's probably going to send a message here on Skype in just a minute and say that I'm a fat, ugly, something, something, blah, blah, blah.
He'll send something to my
I'm guessing James has not watched the live stream in a while because I lost 140 pounds in the last year.
Yeah, the skinniest guy in the room, by
whatever.
The way. I used to be the skinniest guy in the room, and now it is Daryl, which is amazing.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Congratulations.
But by the way, speaking of, you know, like getting in shape, you're going to do the triathlon with me next month?
I am not. I have other things to do, like run for state rep.
Well,
and
you can do that
bucks.
And run a triathlon is one day.
Nope.
Quarter mile swim, 8 mile bike ride, 5K run.
Do you still have a bike that works?
Yes.
Because I know you messed yours up last year.
And then I bought one from you.
Your
and if you do the triathlon wearing your campaign t-shirt, You've got two birds with one stone.
Where your Bitcoin are your bombs, but Bitcoin are, what is it?
I'll probably throw on the FTL amplifier shirt that I have.
That'll work.
So there's just a little bit more on this article from the Advocates that Chris did not read, but I have pulled up in front of me. According to a 2012 Reason piece, another organization known as the Drugs of Abuse Testing Coalition spent thousands of dollars lobbying for Medicare reimbursement and payment, or rather, and payment rates for qualitative drug screening testing. Targeting crony capitalism and its negative consequences, even when the subject is the drug war, could help us clear away the fog, giving advocates access to the real roots of the government's ineffective drug war and how to solve the problem. So, yeah, it all boils down to you've got these companies that benefit from certain things being illegal. You've got private prisons that greatly benefit from all of these things being illegal. You've got these companies that, you know, they make money because people send pee in cups to them to find out if somebody has used a substance in the last 30 days.
Yeah, it's insanity, and there's so many different aspects of the war on drugs that are, if anybody took a step back and looked at it, you would go, this is insane. Why are we doing this? Why are we throwing so much of our population into jail? Why are we making it so that so many people are now unemployable? Why are we keeping medicine away from people that are sick? And when you start to talk about it that way, it's sort of like it's an evil being perpetrated upon our country. By ourselves.
By people who have good intentions, maybe.
Or started out that way, potentially.
Right.
And a whole lot of money and a whole lot of backroom deals and a whole lot of lobbying and a whole lot of campaign contributions.
Some of these guys, I'm thinking maybe just police officers in general, are fearful of a bunch of people losing their jobs.
Sure.
And it's like, well, what's going to happen when these guys don't have holes to fill any longer?
Yep. Twisted incentives.
Yep.
Yep. Absolutely. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome in the final moments, 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Possibly time for you and your thoughts if you call in right now to 855-450-FREE. It's Daryl,
Chris,
and Conan
in studio tonight, and we'll get to the calls here in just a second. But did you know that there are a lot of different Bitcoin wallets out there?
Mm-hmm.
But Jax is one of a kind. Jax, that's J-A-X-X. Allows you to store both Bitcoin and Ether, what? And you can access it via your smartphone or your Mac, Linux, or Windows device. We here on Free Talk Live are proud to endorse the Jax wallet as the official cryptocurrency wallet of Free Talk Live. Visit Jax.io and download their wallet for free. I think you will agree that because of its unique features and cross-platform support, Jax is the best. You can get Jax via the Apple or Google stores as well, Jax.io. That's J-A-X-X.io.
Jax was the token black guy in Mortal Kombat.
I have absolutely no clue what you're talking about. I did not know that Mortal Kombat had Bitcoin wallets. Let's go to the phones. We've got William calling in from Nevada. William, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. I did a lot of research, and I came across a guy named Eric John Phelps. Have you guys ever heard of him?
I have not. Who is
okay,
he?
His website is called Vatican Assassins. He's one of the reasons Charlie Sheen mouthed off. He said, "We're Vatican Assassin Warlocks. We work for the Pope and kill people."
I remember that.
Right. His Jesuit, he says, Eric Phelps says the Jesuits really are the ultimate secret society that pulls the strings at the highest level. By the way, Martin Sheen, his real name's Estevez. He's changed his name because a Jesuit priest trained him. Now, when the bombs were dropped, Eric Phelps says they were set off from the ground. The Enola Gay just dropped a dirty bomb. The real bombs were set off from the ground, like a magician's trick. Each time the bombs went off, like six of these guys at Ground Zero came up unhurt. They said they were praying Fatima. They're all Jesuit priests. One was Pedro Rupi, and he became the Jesuit general, the Black Pope, the most powerful man in the world.
So you're of the belief, and it sounds like others are too, that it's all the Vatican.
Well, all roads lead to Rome, yeah.
Right.
Definitely. Even Bernie had a visit to the Vatican. I said he's going to talk to the Jesuit Pope, which is the first time in history we have a Jesuit Pope. And sure enough, he had an audience with the Pope.
Wait. I thought that he went all that way and never got a chance to talk to the Pope. He talked to some lesser down.
Well,
did he actually talk to the Pope?
I heard it on the radio that he did get an audience, and I think, you know, there's always a cover story.
Yeah.
But it is interesting that if we got the nuclear material, we could fly it to Russia. Russia and Japan are on opposite sides of the war, although they are not against each other in combat. And that's how you could get the materials down there. And there is some evidence of two distinct explosions, one in the sky and one on the ground. So,
I don't follow this stuff real closely, even though everyone calls me the conspiracy theorist. Jesuits versus the Illuminati, are they different or the same thing, or how do they work?
Well, the story is Adam Weishaupt started the Illuminati. He was a Jesuit-trained scholar in Bavaria, and he started it May 1st, 1776. And at one point, a guy got struck by lightning, and he was fried, but the papers were discovered, and he distributed them out throughout Europe. And it was the plans for the French Revolution years ahead of time.
So I got to ask, and, you know, I've certainly delved into a number of conspiracy theories on a range of topics because I find them pretty interesting, and sadly, too often they turn out to be true, particularly when it involves false flag events that our government has been involved in.
Mm-hmm.
But what single thing has convinced you that this particular theory, and I'm not going to say conspiracy, but this particular theory is sort of the solution of everything? Because it sounds like that's what you believe. That
the center of them all.
This is the one that's right. Forget the Illuminati. Forget this. Forget that. That what convinced you?
Well, it's not the be-all and end-all. I mean, when you study somebody, you have to separate their opinion from facts. You know, the fact is these gentlemen came up and they said they prayed and it's a miracle they survived. Well, Eric Phelps says those are the guys that set it off from the ground. And once I realized that the potential for that is true, I figured he's so far in the lead that his opinions are his opinions, but his facts are superior to just about any researcher I've come across.
Interesting. I'll definitely dig into it.
Yeah, and he cannot get on coast to coast. And that's one litmus test that shows that they're afraid of him.
Really? I've heard some absolute wacky calls on coast to coast. So if coast to coast isn't letting somebody on, then either they're the real deal or they're just that whacked out of their mind.
Okay, Art Bell.
A Jesuit?
Yeah, Art Bell, there's two things he can't believe in, right? He can believe in time travel, ghosts, out-of-body experiences, you know, after death, whatever. 9/11's an inside job. Art Bell can never go there. And the other thing is a spinning ball earth he defends and he defends and he defends. Because if you are Richard C. Hoagland and all those guys and you've been lying to us that we don't live on a spinning ball and you know it, how can you stop the lie?
Hold on. So you're one of these people that believes that the earth is flat?
I'm going to tell you, can you prove it spins? The stars are always in the same place, and you can't measure the curvature of the Earth. And the UN symbol slaps you in the face with it. The UN flag, I believe, is the closest thing to a real map.
Have you seen the UN flag, Daryl?
I have seen the UN flag. I've also seen a bunch of other maps, and I've seen a bunch of other flags.
Well, anyway,
like, just because there's, you know, a picture on a flag does not mean that that's what the Earth actually looks like. And besides, you're the one making the claim that the Earth is flat. I would like to see some evidence.
Well, he said that this is what Art Bell will never touch. So we're trying to discover.
Right, and then I asked if he believed in a flat Earth, and he basically said yes and told me to give him proof.
No, he didn't say yes. He says there's no evidence to prove otherwise. There's no evidence to prove a flat Earth. There's no evidence to prove a spinning Earth. Except NASA.
Do you agree with that? Hold on.
Except NASA.
William, do you agree with Conan's statement that there's no evidence to prove either flat or round?
Well, it depends. If you look at a fisheye lens and you see the horizon curved, then that's what you see. I see a mirage on the highway, but I realize that it's inverted light and there's no water, though, there. even though it looks like there's water there. So you have to be careful. Observations are not measurements. So I don't know if there's definitive proof, but the stars are always in the same place every night.
No, they're not always in the same place.
They move across the sky. Every year. Every year they return back to the same location they were the previous year.
Yes, every year. He's saying every night the stars are in the same exact location, and that is absolutely not true. They are not in the same spot tonight that they were last night.
But the fact that they return needs to be questioned. Why is that if we're really spinning the way that we are around the sun and around the universe?
If you walk around the block, hold on. Conan, if you walk around the block, the house to your left is going to be on your left once you complete that lap around the block.
Because it's in our neighborhood. The stars are not in our neighborhood.
They're in our neighborhood within the galaxy. William, thank you for the call. And Conan, I know that we've only got about a minute left.
I'm not even touching it. No, I wanted to talk about Zika, and I can't do it in 2 minutes.
Okay.
I can't do it in 1 minute.
You can say Zika.
Zika, Zika, Zika.
Zika, Zika, Zika.
I thought that's all you really wanted to say. It was just to people are afraid of it.
Daryl brings a story, Chris brings a story, and I get kept all the way to the last 2 minutes.
Because we had telephone calls.
Because you thought I was going to talk about game of the week, and I could do it in 2 minutes. I can't talk about Zika in 2 minutes.
Give us your disease of the week.
What's your disease of the week?
Well, it would have to be Zika.
Zika.
And I don't even know if it's a disease. I don't even know what it is. I don't know if it's a virus.
It scares the hell out of everybody.
It does. I mean, there is a, if you go to City Hall right now in Keene, they have a big disclaimer. It says, by the way, Keene, we're spraying for a West Nile and yellow fever.
We're nowhere near the Nile.
And in the next sentence is they talk about Zika. Also, we're considering Zika. It's like we're in New Hampshire.
Are they spraying outdoors? Are they driving trucks around fogging?
I'm not sure what vehicles are using. They might be doing it from the planes.
Could be chemtrails.
It could be. But I mean,
I heard there's a vaccine to protect you from chemtrails.
People, pull your heads out of the friggin' news buttons. This is not something you need to be fearful of.
This is Free Talk Live. We're done for tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. We're online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.